We're often cautioned not to talk to strangers. It's something that's ingrained in us as kids. And yet here in Atlanta, there's a man, now 70 years old, who goes out of his way to do just that. He strikes up conversations with strangers at bus stops, in restaurants, and at Emory University, where he's been a professor for many years. And it's all in an effort to get to know the world better. In this Atlanta Sound, we join him as he goes in search of a conversation.
A lot of people have books in them, but they never write them. And when you're talking to somebody, to me, sometimes it's a lot more interesting than actually reading a book, because you can choose the chapters that you'd like to discuss. My name's Neil Shulman, and I'm somebody who truly enjoys getting to know other humans. And very frequently is a spontaneous occurrence, but ends up being an educational one, a joyous one, or just a friendly one.
Radio. Where are you from?
I live in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Can be waiting in an elevator. You know, I might say, are you from Atlanta? What do you do for a living? Are you a student? That might sort of make it an easier conversation to initiate.
Did you grow up in Lawrenceville?
I actually grew up in Duluth.
If they don't want to chat, then I don't try to convince them. You know, I immediately say, oh, no problem. And I will say, a lot of people really respond positively and will jump in and give you actually more information than you're asking for.
So what did your parents do?
My father owned a grocery store, Hamrick Supermarket in Duluth. And my mother, she worked for him, you know, after she had children.
I've learned a lot from these people, and I've sort of made some good friends. I came across a Muslim gentleman who went on and on and talked to me about his religion and his beliefs. I really learned a lot from him. Or a woman who was 102 years old, and she had a bit of history.
And then you have grandchildren now?
Oh, no. I never married, never had children. These are my great niece and my great nephew. I'm sort of their grandmother to them. I do a lot of stuff with them. I love them dearly.
There are definitely people who think it's weird, or I must have some other objective. But again, I don't try to push them. I just immediately, accept whatever they say. I think the human species is a little weird. I think the other animals on Earth are maybe a little more interactive with each other.
Sure. Well, it was really nice.
Oh, it was
you.
Good. Nice to see you.
Do you like reading?
I'd say that I see there are 7 billion of us on Earth. We all have a dash of life. I think that I've probably learned more from a wide, wide diversity of people and speaking to them than I could ever learn in school, than I could ever learn by reading books. And it's made it easier for me to get around and decide on things I wanted to do or ways I wanted to live my life. It's been an education to me.
That was Neil Shulman speaking with WABE producer Stephanie Stokes. You can find this Atlanta Sound story and submit your own idea for the series at wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds.